Hi everybody, my name is Sophia Nazario and today I'll be talking about rabbit rehabilitation. So my company purpose is to rehabilitate neglected and abused rabbits and eventually get them rehomed into loving and caring families. And my inspiration was my own rabbit, Tinky, pictured here, because when I was trying to find her specialized care, it was really hard because rabbits are considered exotic animals, which means their care isn't offered anywhere, everywhere. But when I did find someplace, it was often really expensive. So my solution is a nonprofit rehab facility located somewhere in the East Bay that has room to house 10 to 14 rabbits, including room for bonded pairs. In March, ABC News reported that the rabbit population all across California has increased dramatically because of COVID-19. So during the pandemic, news and spayers and all veterinary services were being halted, which meant rabbits kept reproducing at a constant rate and owners simply could not keep up with the care of these surplus of rabbits. However, on the flip side, adoption for rabbits have increased within the younger generations over the past few years. So why now? As I mentioned before, there's an overpopulation of rabbits, and this is specifically domesticated rabbits that have been dumped or surrendered into the wild, which means not only do they not have the capabilities to survive in the wild, they can cause immense property damage because they keep multiplying. They love to chew through gardens and yards and can even chew through wires and cables, so it's very dangerous for themselves as well as property owners. And as I mentioned before, they are considered exotic animals, so specialty care is not available everywhere, especially in rural parts of California. So the rabbit farming market is accounted for $1.68 billion as of last year and is expected to grow to $3.26 billion in the next 10 years, which is fantastic because North America is the largest market. So here is a picture of one of my competitors. They're located in Richmond, and as you can see, they have a pretty big facility, but doesn't entirely look that welcoming. It's kind of in the dark, a little hidden. And then one of my other competitors, Oakland Street Buns, is actually not a facility at all. The lady who runs it, she is very well known for rescuing rabbits and then trying to rehabilitate them, but it's within her home. So there's only so many rabbits that she can actually house in her home. So she heavily relies on her supporters to foster these rabbits until they find a permanent home for them together. And then this is what I would like rabbit rehabilitation to look like. So I haven't found a place yet, but hopefully somewhere with a big window where people can walk by and see the rabbits so they'll be more encouraged to come in. And here's how I compare to my top two competitors. As you can see, I'll be able to offer more services to my rabbits as well as more time to my community. And the last row here is all things that are uniquely offered to each facility. As you can see, I'll be able to offer a vet plan for them, as well as something called bunny bonding, which is when a small group of individuals can go into the bonding room with a few bunnies and play with them and get to know them. And it's also a great way to see if they could be future rabbit owners. So to attract future rabbit owners, I plan to heavily market through the use of social media as well as email marketing. To engage with my local community, I plan to host programs and local events as well as local schools to spread awareness about correct rabbit care. And to attract donors, I plan to present my business at animal rights conventions, animal care conventions to find those who truly value animal life. And to gain foot traffic, I plan to heavily push the bunny bonding service. So my adoption rates are a little bit higher than normal, but rabbits will be adopted out in complete health. They'll be microchipped, vaccinated, spayed, and neutered, and they'll even come with their own little starter kit to get the bunny well-adjusted their first month. And my vet plan will be a $100 monthly subscription, and that'll include two free checkups, enrichment toys, treats, as well as grooming services. And my estimated SRI is an output of $1.35 for every dollar input. And my facility needs to cover its basic operating expenses, so that can be upwards of $285,000 a year. 1 minute. And my team will consist of one full-time vet, one full-time vet technician, which will be me at the time of my certification, as well as four volunteers who are interested in becoming vet assistants or vet techs so they can get some hands-on experience. So I humbly ask you all to consider being a part of rabbit rehabilitation. That's it.
JC?
This is less of a question and more of a comment, but I was just going to say I can tell that you're really passionate about what you're doing and the way that you're speaking about it, and it's like making you light up. So I really hope that you do end up doing this in the future, because I feel like when you find something you're passionate about and that you're willing to work towards, that's when you become successful at it. So
thank
good
you.
Job.
This is sweet.
I think you did a great competitive analysis. You really know your market in the East Bay, and you got it. Question, have you thought about are there areas, once this is up and running, there are other communities that may need it, or do you just want to stay in the Bay Area?
I love the Bay Area, so I would very much like to stay, but I would be interested if it does get bigger to expand to more rural parts of California where there isn't a lot of rabbit care available and it's often expensive.
I'm curious how much of your operating expenses and fixed costs are covered by the rabbit adoptions and the revenue sources that you have versus how much you would have to fundraise for in a given year.
So I'm assuming that all those 10 to 14 rabbits will be adopted out at the end of the month, if not fostered. So a big part of my expenses is in fact just the rent. But I feel like I'm able to cover a decent amount with at least salaries and initial costs for like medical services for the rabbits just by the rabbit adoptions alone. So.
Mm-hmm. Last question. No, I had a similar question about just being able to cover the expenses. But I was a little confused. The rabbit market, the farming market, is this for pets, rabbits, or?
It's all rabbits, including rabbit breeders who breed for fur or meat, and rabbit adoptions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's go down. Okay.